This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Flights have resumed after the FAA stopped most flights from taking off for a couple of hours in the USA early this morning. A failure of the Notice to Air Missions system has failed for the first time in history. Former FAA Administrator Randy Babbitt on MSNBC Wednesday morning.
There are some backup capabilities, but your worst nightmare is when the primary system fails and the secondary system doesn't take over.
The House voted Tuesday to establish a new special panel to probe the weaponization of the federal government. With the proof the Twitter files revealed, and more recently the cover-up by the Justice Department hiding top-secret documents information from the American people until after the midterm elections, is just the tip of the iceberg, according to Republican lawmakers. Illinois Democratic Governor J.B. Pritzker signed more gun control measures called the Protect Illinois Communities Act on Tuesday. The measure bans the sale and distribution of assault weapons, larger bullet magazines, and rapid-fire devices. It also requires existing owners to show their papers to the government.
I'm signing this legislation tonight so that it can take immediate effect and we can end the sale of these weapons of war as soon as possible.
A former Missouri City, Texas police officer was executed Tuesday for hiring two people to kill his estranged wife nearly 30 years ago. Missouri City is a suburb of Houston. 65-year-old Robert Frada received a lethal injection at a state penitentiary in Huntsville for the November 1994 fatal shooting of his wife, Farah. The Mega Millions lottery jackpot on Friday's contest will be worth $1.35 billion. Do remember, the odds are never in your favor. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. This is USA News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Constantine, the former and last king of Greece, who won an Olympic gold medal before politics in the 1960s, and as king spent decades in exile, has died. He was 82 years old. As more storms are hitting Northern California today with winter weather that includes rain and snow, San Francisco officials tell Fox Live trees are toppling over from the saturated soil.
We had 14 big trees and big limbs come down overnight since about 3 in the morning. All told, since this series of storms started, we've had more than 1,000 tree incidents. So our tree crews have been extremely busy.
After the government covered up President Biden having top-secret documents in his Washington think tank building, the withholding of information from the public until after the midterm elections has many talking probes in the House. Victoria Idoni has more.
Biden spoke on the matter Tuesday from Mexico City.
I don't know what's in the documents. My lawyers have not suggested I ask what documents they were.
According to CNN, a source familiar with the matter said the documents include USA intelligence memos and briefing materials that covered topics including Ukraine, Iran, and the United Kingdom. About a dozen documents were found about a week before last year's midterm elections by Biden's lawyers, who notified the National Archives. In Washington, I'm Victoria Idoni.
Thanks for listening. It is well appreciated. My name is Lance Pry, and this is USA News.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about $1 a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about $1 a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as $1 a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. That's 800-584-2518.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Better stop. Now, what's that sound?
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here with you. Good to have you with us. Hope you're having a great day. Craig Huey, the author, political commentator, speaker for Election Forum, and publisher of one of the largest Christian political newspapers in America, the Huey Report, joins us now. Hey, Craig, how you doing, buddy? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Bill. I'm doing great. And a lot of things are happening in the world today.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I'll tell you, for people that didn't think that Joe Biden knew anything about a wall, he knows about a wall. In fact, he's using $500,000 of taxpayer money to put a wall around his Delaware home. So he knows about wall building.
That's right. That's right. Great observation. And, you know, it shows the moral and political corruptness. The lawlessness that really dominates the politics of today.
The priority. I mean, because every time you see pictures of Delaware, you see thousands of people crossing his front lawn, right? So you've got to make sure you got that wall up there.
You know, this whole thing is perfect for satire. It's perfect for showing the contradiction and the hypocrisy. And that's what we have to deal with. I mean, that's the reality of politics today.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing. They're just so obvious anymore. I mean, you can't. And, of course, they think they've been able to get away with it because the last couple of years, the counterculture and the woke geistas and that, you know, oh, my goodness, you couldn't say such a thing, right?
Well, yeah, absolutely. And the sad part, of course, is that when you read the social media, when you're looking at what's online, when you're getting Facebook, when you do searches on Google, when you listen to the mainstream media, it's biased. It censors what the truth is. It gives one point of view. And what people saw with the president and the wall, for most of them, he's got it under control.
Yeah,
he's
right.
He's got the answer. He's doing a great job. And that's the media narrative that so many people just, that's all they hear. They don't hear the bad part that it's out of control. It's costing us millions and millions and millions of dollars of taxpayers' money. It's having economic consequences and a danger for our safety and our security.
Well, here it is. You vote in a guy who puts the flame to your economy by shutting down your energy sector with a signature, single-handedly.
Yeah.
I mean, this isn't anybody. This is him doing it, and people are like they're okay with that. Like, wait a minute. The reason that you're paying so much for gas, the reason why Christmas was so expensive this year, the reason why there's so much pain. People are out of work. All these problems. And, recession, and even though you don't want to say we're in a recession, we're in a recession. I mean, everyday people know we're in a recession. Inflation numbers still skyrocketing, all because of this one thing. And Joe Biden, and it's not just America, Craig. The thing is, it's impacting people around the world. Because you know that America kind of sets the standard. We're in the middle. We're in the vortex of all this, you know, everything that goes out and the tentacles that go out from this great country of ours. And it's all, you know, Joe Biden single-handedly put not only America, but I say the world in peril, except for those that are, you know, pulling the strings. But even then, it, you know, it's only the leaders. It's only the oligarchs that are getting rich from all this. You know, the everyday folks are the ones that are getting hammered. I don't care where you live. And you could point to that one thing that Joe Biden has done.
Yeah. You know, when you get down to the bottom line, ideas and policy coming out of Washington, D.C., out of the bureaucracy, out of the ideologically driven left-wing radical policies that have taken place have terrible consequences here in the U.S. and nation and worldwide.
Right.
Just inflation alone. Everybody knows prices are rising. Everybody knows that it's out of control. But half the nation thinks it's because of business. Half the nation thinks it's because the Republicans aren't passing more government programs. Half the nation thinks that it's something that isn't that bad because it's transitory or it's going to go down. It's just a part of the, post COVID type situation. They don't know this is caused by government overspending and a reckless policy of the Federal Reserve System because we are overspending. We have, a historic national debt. Mm-hmm. We have historic deficits. And when you run the printing presses, you have inflation.
Exactly.
And that is exactly what's happening today. And everybody who's listening has to realize we've got two more years of Biden policy, two more years of rising prices. And they can say, oh, great, it went down from 8% to 7%. Well, if it was 2%, 3%, it's too much.
Exactly.
And not only that, when you're talking about inflation, you're talking about terrible economic consequences. Mm-hmm. Not only are people suffering because they can't pay their bills, they're putting money, they're buying on credit cards, they're cutting their vitamin C pills in two, they're seeing shrinkflation where they go in the store and they pay the same or maybe they pay more, but they're getting less.
Exactly.
Shrinkflation. When all of this is happening, people are suffering. We're moving back economically. We're falling backwards. We're not moving forward. Mm-hmm. With free enterprise, God created the way a free market economy is where all the different people working independently help one another in creating an economic engine that raises the poverty level. But we're just now going backwards.
Exactly.
Because we're using a socialist government regulation, central control policies that are bringing everyone down.
See,
and it's bringing down the economy of the world as well.
Yeah. Well, this is why they had to take Trump out, right? They had to take Trump out of the way. And they cannot allow Donald Trump to raise his head because he's got such a platform. And it's so loaded with common sense that it's irrefutable. And considering the fact that he did it, he's already done it before. So what happened? Did the American people get tired of winning? I mean, and it was such a short span because we went through eight miserable years. I still remember those eight miserable years under Barack Obama and Joe Biden.
Yeah.
But, you know, we have four great years under Trump. But, oh, because the media told us to hate him. We got to hate him and send him to oblivion while we just love to suffer. We're masochists here. This is unbelievable. It's hard to get my brain around, Craig, I'm telling you.
Yeah, you just pinpointed the problem that people do not understand reality. They're acting in irrationality. We have major problems that have to be taken care of.
Got to go to break. We've got more from Craig Huey. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands, guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just what you like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez. We got Craig Huey with us, the author, political commentator, and speaker for electionforum.com. Craig, I made it to the, well, I was already in the West, in Hawaii, but I made it to California just in time before the airplanes were stopped and grounded because of a computer glitch. I mean, when I woke up this morning and saw the news, I thought, oh my goodness, man, thank God, I made it just in time. because this has just got to be, this is a massive problem when you ground everything. We haven't grounded planes like this since 9/11, right?
Exactly. I mean, it's really historic. It's small and large airports. It's everywhere. It's public planes. It's private planes. Mm-hmm. It's everything. And we don't know if this is a cyber attack. You know, there's millions of cyber attacks a day, which is insane. But there's big players. So there's Iran. There's communist China. And there's criminal elements who could be doing this. So it could be some bad elements. We it'll be years maybe before we find out if we ever find out the truth, or it could be the technology, because this hasn't been updated since 2015 of last year, and it's antiquated. What they're operating on for the safety of everybody who's in the plane is something of past technology. And Bill, this is another example of government failure.
Exactly. Just tell me, Craig, that Dominion machines have nothing to do with this, okay?
Exactly. So here's the thing. They're going to say we need more tax money, we need more infrastructure, and there's not going to be accountability. Mm-hmm. But the fact is, the only way to solve this problem is privatization, and that privatization by the different airports gives a competition for new technology.
Exactly.
And also a decentralization in case one of the private entities fails, just like this failure that's nationwide, it would be decentralized. So this is another example of the failure of the central planners, the failure of socialism, the failure of the federal government being able to try to impose upon the people government policies and centralize the functionings that should be in the private sector.
Yeah, this is the exposure of central command, clearly. And we the people have got to wake up and keep the pressure on our elected officials. And I got to tell you what 20 courageous, and I say they're courageous, these 20 congressmen and congresswomen held back on electing Speaker McCarthy, for 15 rounds until they could negotiate something that was advantageous for the American people. I mean, and of course, the mainstream media was all, verklempt over it. It was hysterical just to watch them, like they thought they knew what was going on. You know, what a disaster this was going to be for the Republican Party. Actually, it was a gift to the American voter, because now they get properly represented, right, Greg?
Oh, beautifully said. So here's the thing, Bill. The fact is that it's a amazing accomplishment for freedom, for free enterprise, for protection of civil liberties, protection of Christian rights. What has now happened is that there have been changes because of those 15 votes. Because of people who were Christians and conservatives and libertarians who said enough is enough. We've got to have these things promised. McCarthy, I've known him for many years. McCarthy is pragmatic, leans conservative. My wife has prayed with him. He's open to Christianity. But the fact is, he will compromise.
Yeah.
And they have created a situation where he is going to put on the floor bills that will be amazing to bring to the floor. He will be having open up committees such as the Weaponization of Government Committee with Jim Jordan, which will expose what's going on with Facebook and Twitter in the past and the corruption of the federal government manipulating elections. The federal government promoting censorship and federal government promoting things they wanted to have people sit here and say on the social media.
Exactly.
We're going to see truth coming out, and we're also going to see the most conservative, most pro-freedom, the most pro-Christian Congress we've ever seen in the history of America.
Wow. from your lips to God's ears.
Yeah, the problem, of course, is the Senate. And so we have a Senate that's not going to cast these bills, but they're going to have to debate them. They're going to have to take a look at them. And we have a president who won't sign the bills if even something comes across that happens to get through the Senate for some type of compromise in the Senate. Yeah, president is not going to sign it. But you've got now a platform, and you now have an investigative committee, and you now have the ability to make sure there's no more government overspending, because the House will kill it. And you're not going to have a Republican who's compromising and working with the Democrats to get things done. You're going to have a Republican who is running the House and a group of people in charge of the House who are going to promote liberty and who are going to promote a free market and promote the protection of our God-given constitutional liberties.
Exactly. Craig, I think, you know, the whole poster child for all this was that $1.7 trillion boondoggle that was, you know, passed late at night on, what was it, in December, a day after Christmas or something. I mean, the ink wasn't even dry. I mean, it wasn't even fully written out, the bill. And they rushed it through over 4,000 pages. And you're expecting these elected officials to read the bill and to vote on it. That's irresponsible. And, you know, it's that classic saying I keep reminding people. I remember when Nancy Pelosi talked about the Affordable Care Act, she was so giddy about it. Oh, we just have to pass it and then we'll find out what's in it. Are you picking kidding me? I mean, I can't believe that somebody with her experience, you know, would make such a ludicrous statement. But, you know, this is, see, and then by the same token, she wants us to believe that the people that are our elected officials are so brilliant. Remember that, you know, what was it in one of the impeachment trials of Donald Trump? She was bragging about all these people, you know, that were coming forth from the Democratic Party, that they could have four other jobs, but we're so fortunate to have them representing us and participating in, you know, governmental affairs because they're so brilliant and they could be doing other things. Well, I mean, if they were so brilliant, why are we in this big mess that we're in?
Yeah, we're in the middle of an ideological and spiritual conflict.
Yes.
And there's no getting around that. And this new House of Representatives that is by the smallest the margins. I mean, with the margins, like when they passed the new rules and the new things going on in Congress, the vote was 220 to 213.
Right.
There were two Republicans. One did not vote on the Rules Committee, a Texas Republican who wanted to make sure there was more cutting in the defense budget and it wasn't in the rules. Mm. And then there was Dan Crenshaw who didn't vote. That the margin in this case was 213 to 220. There's no margin for error,
right?
And that's the issue that we're going to be facing in the next 2 years. Mm-hmm. There has to be a unity. There has to be a coordinated effort. There cannot be the compromise going on. And the Democrats are unified.
Yeah.
They, as ideologically driven, do not compromise. They're unified.
Well, basically the same numbers, roughly, as what you had in the previous Congress with Nancy Pelosi and the leadership. So we'll see. This is a new era and a time for, you know, Speaker McCarthy to step up and really demonstrate that he can lead with these numbers and be very effective. We'll wait and see how that comes out. Craig Huey, thank you, Craig. Take care. Happy New Year, my friend.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs.
Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
USA News Update, I'm Lance Pry. Flights have resumed after the FAA stopped most flights from taking off for a couple of hours in the USA early this morning. A failure of the notice-to-air missions system has failed for the first time in history. Former FAA Administrator Randy Babbitt on MSNBC Wednesday morning.
I don't know whether it was a simple mechanical failure, something, you know, in the computer, internal workings, a software problem, hacking. I wouldn't rule anything out at this point.
Governing some of the most dangerous cities in the nation, Illinois Democrat Governor J.B. Pritzker signed more gun control measures called the Protect Illinois Communities Act on Tuesday. The measure bans the sale and distribution of assault weapons, high-capacity magazines, and rapid-fire devices known as switches. It also requires existing owners to show their papers to the government. Lance Pry, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. We're going to be joining with Jeff Cruer in just a few moments. But very quickly, you know, just a programming note here. You've been hearing some ads about our listener-supported campaign for truth and liberty at BillMartinezLive.com, BillMartinezShow.com, either one. You know, this has been a time when, as you know, anything that's conservative, anything of faith has, you know, we've been canceled, pressure on our advertisers and that sort of thing have come upon us. I mean, to be perfectly honest with you, I mean, it's been brutal. I mean, in some cases, as much as 70% of revenue that has come into the show has been cut off. And this is why we're turning to our listeners. And for those of you that have participated, I want to thank you personally for believing in what we're doing and for joining in the effort, you know, for truth and liberty. Go to our website and click, you know, learn more and to donate. And we appreciate your support. Jeff Cruer is coming on with us in just a few moments right now. Here he is.
And let's now connect with Bill Martinez and say hello to our friend who joins us right here on Ringside. Bill, are you with us?
Yeah, I sure am, Jeff. Happy New Year, my friend. How are you?
And yep. Martinez.
Here we go. We're connected. Sure. Yeah, you always have to wait for that flashy sound. When you hear that flashy sound, that means, you know, there's a handshake between the entities. But we were able to join up with you, so that's fine. Happy New Year to you, my friend. Good to talk to you.
Hey. How are you, Bill?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I'm on the Bill Martinez tour here. I went from Florida to Atlanta to Nashville to California, Hawaii. Got back just in time, just right before the FAA closed down flights and everything like that. So I was able to land yesterday at LAX. So I'm in California here for a couple more days, and then I go to Vegas. And you know, it's a whirlwind tour. So having lots of fun though. Let me tell you.
Well, you're seeing the country. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's always good. Hey, I appreciate your article. You and I have the same sentiment that here we are dealing with the worst president in the history of our country. And for some reason, he believes he deserves another 4 years, Jeff. I can't connect the dots here. I mean, with what I'm seeing with my eyes open and I'm talking to people across the country, I mean, there is serious trouble here in River City, and there's a lot of pain, and you can put it on, you know, on the doorstep of one person and in one decision that he made the first day he went into office. When he decided to kill fossil fuels and he decided to kill our energy sector, I mean, he has put us, not only us, but I would say, you know, the world in peril because of that single decision.
It certainly was catastrophic, and it has led to all kinds of issues as far as our economy and as far as our energy independence. And then the other decision that he made on the, you know, first few hours, you know, stopping construction of the border wall. Now, the Mexican president was praising him for that, but I don't think Americans are going to praise him for that because that sort of opened the door for this invasion that we're now facing.
Right. And he stopped our border wall, but he put $500,000 of the people's money to put a wall around his house in Delaware.
And then we paid for border security in all these other countries in the Middle East that was in the omnibus spending plan, and we're all worried about their security, but we're not doing what we can to help ICE and help Border Patrol and help Americans. So it's misplaced priorities. It's, again, like Obama, America last. And, you know, we got a taste of America first under Donald Trump, and I think a lot of people are saying, wow, what a difference between that kind of leadership and what we have now with creepy, sleepy Uncle Joe Beijing Biden.
Exactly. Well, this is why, you know, this is why they want to take Trump out, because they can continue on with the Obama-Biden policies forever and, you know, bring us into, you know, a full-on socialistic atmosphere here, Jeff. I mean, this is, you know, it's like, what, did America get tired of winning? I mean, you know, we had 8 disastrous years under, in my humble opinion, under Obama-Biden. We have 4 great years under Donald Trump, but because the media told us that we should hate him and that he's bad, we surrender 4 winning seasons, you know, under Donald Trump to bring back, you know, the Obama years under Joe Biden, and there's been absolute misery.
Yeah, and the misery is economically. It is our border security. It's with our military. It's with our foreign policy. You look at the Afghanistan debacle. I mean, all the different problems, all the impeachable offenses, the corruption with Ukraine, with China. Now you got classified documents that he had at his Penn Biden Center.
I know exactly.
It involved Ukraine, Bill. Isn't that interesting? Some of the documents are involving Ukraine. Mm-hmm. It all seems to go back to Ukraine.
Well, there's two tentacles. You've got Ukraine, you also got China. If you look at how much money China gave to the university after you had the Biden Center established there, I mean, what are we talking? $50 million went there. I don't know if that's a coincidence or what, but everything that involves Joe Biden seems to be corrupt and money under the table here.
Yeah, well, he was a big guy. I mean, he was getting part of the money, according to Tony Bobulinski, that his son was raking in from China and Ukraine and other places. Back to the Penn Biden Center, of course, he was being paid $900,000 a year, and then China was giving that center over $50 million. So was he getting paid from China? I mean, was that how he was making that kind of money? I mean, all kinds of questions. I think he's committed impeachable offenses. I want to see what the House Republicans are going to do. They now have this opportunity to hold hearings and investigate. I'm hearing some good things, Bill, so I'm cautiously optimistic.
Yeah, I'm with you.
So we'll just have to wait and see.
Well, exactly. And this, you know, the thing, you know, I know a lot of people were, you know, particularly the mainstream news, you know, the government news arm, you know, was all verklempt over, you know, 15 rounds of picking the speaker. But those 20 congressmen and women did the American voter a favor, because now they're able to have true representation, right?
I think you are 100% right. I call those 20 heroes because they held out for all these deals that were made, and everything in those deals are good things. I mean, voting on term limits, I mean, holding Biden's administration accountable, releasing 14,000 hours of video footage from January 6th. I mean, having a straight-up vote on Ukraine, no more of these omnibus spending bills where it's all foisted upon these members of Congress and they can't even read everything that they're voting on.
It wasn't even finished, Jeff. They hadn't even finished the bill yet. I mean, and they were voting on something that was, you know, still being, you know, written up. I mean, it was ridiculous.
Well, they wanted to get it through before the Republicans took charge of the House, and they wanted to handcuff these new House Republicans. And I think it's just despicable that we had so many Republican senators, including the Senate Minority Leader, go along with that.
Right.
And then last week, Bill, to see him yucking it up with Joe Biden at some bridge in Kentucky and how they're working together and bipartisan. And I mean, it just makes me sick to my stomach to think that we have that guy, Mitch McConnell, as a so-called leader for
yes.
Republicans in the Senate.
Yeah, he definitely has sold us out. There's no doubt about it. And, you know, $1.7 trillion. And interestingly enough is that when there was a change, and this was during the Trump years in the midterm, when there was a change of power, Republicans went along with a continuing resolution to allow the new Congress that was going to be democratically controlled for them to have a more direct say on the budget after January. But yet here it is. It comes now with a change of power going to Republicans. The Republicans fold and basically sell out what essentially amounts to about a year of their asset. They give it away by, you know, allowing Nancy Pelosi's agenda to be passed through, you know, through October. I mean, it just doesn't make sense at all, Jeff.
You know, Republicans have to start treating Democrats the way Democrats treat them. I mean, they've got to play hardball with these people. They can't keep rolling over, getting steamrolled by the Democrats. And that's really been the history of the Republican Party over the past few decades. And it hasn't helped the party. I think the base is sick of it. We want people that are fighters up there. And maybe we now start seeing some signs of life from these Republicans in the House. And I hope it just continues to grow.
I'm with you. We can only hope for that. Jeff Carrere, we got to wrap it up. And, you know, on this thought, can we handle another 4 years of Joe Biden?
No, we cannot.
Exactly.
We cannot.
Good answer.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Every one of us invests in what matters to us, yes? From subscriptions to Netflix or iTunes to a protein shake or new shoes, they bring a sense of joy and value to our lives. It's also important that we have a country to save and the next generation to protect. Bill Martinez Live has been increasingly targeted for canceling by a culture that doesn't want to hear the truth. Advertisers who have traditionally supported this show have been compelled to not advertise. As a result, we're turning to you, our faithful audience. Would you partner with Bill Martinez Live this coming year? While the culture and ruling elites are dumbing us down, it's the mission of Bill Martinez Live to provoke and challenge all of us to think, live, and be more intelligent. In turn, that arms us with the ability to easily engage others in intelligent, reasoned debate. Your one-time gift of $100 underwrites a half hour of BML Live. A $200 gift, an hour. 24 hours of BML Live would be a $2,400 gift. Perhaps you'll join with Bill every month and opt in at $100 per month. What's your best gift in helping Bill influence the next generation with logic, reason, and a love for our country? Your gift of any size matters. Visit BillMartinezShow.com to gift. And thank you. BillMartinezShow.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and six hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door is vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
With the America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour, it's time for Mike O'Neill, the Assistant General Counsel at Landmark Legal Foundation. Mike, good to have you back with us. How are you?
I'm doing well, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Happy New Year to you. Good to have you with us. Now, I understand Landmark has filed a complaint with the IRS about the American Federation of Teachers' political expenditures that aren't reflected on their tax returns. Tell our audience what's going on here.
Exactly. Well, if you, we can recall back, during the pandemic, you see that our kids were kept home from schools. You know, there was mandatory vaccinations. You had the mask mandates. You had all of the infringements upon our liberties that were present during the COVID-19 pandemic panic that swept across the nation. And what we saw during that was the AFT, which is the American Federation of Teachers, which is one of the largest teachers' labor unions in the country, was really flexing its political muscles, right? They were the ones who really were behind a lot of this stuff, a lot of keeping – they really advocated for keeping our kids at home. They advocate on behalf for the radical gender ideology in schools. They push a very leftist agenda. They really flex their political muscles. And so we were seeing this throughout the pandemic, and we were seeing this into the 2020 election, and we were saying, well, are they complying with their tax laws? As a labor union, are they complying with the tax laws? Because we have a little bit of experience back. Years ago, we looked at the National Education Association, a similarly situated union, and we came to the conclusion, this is decades ago, that they weren't complying with the tax laws, that they specifically weren't disclosing the extent to which they make political expenditures on their tax return. And we took a look at the AFT's tax returns, and lo and behold, this is interesting. As a public sector union, their tax returns are publicly available. Therefore, you can see how much money they bring in, how much money they spend, what they spend, generally speaking, what they spend that money on. And interestingly enough, if you look at the AFT's tax returns, you see that they say on it that they do not spend one dime of general treasury revenue. In other words, revenue derived from the collection of dues money. Again, they're a union. They do not spend one money. They do not engage in any kind of political activity. We found that fascinating and really irreconcilable to the fact that you see this enormous political footprint that this union takes. They take in general revenue around $200 million every year. And if you look at their tax return, what they're saying essentially is that 1 cent of that $200 million that they bring in every year is used for political purposes. And we were really unable to reconcile that with the fact that you see their union members, their leadership out there campaigning, electioneering, really flexing their political muscles. So we said, hey, IRS, it's incumbent upon you to take a look at this as one of the largest teachers unions, as an entity that brings in over $200 million a year, whether they are complying with the requirement that they have to disclose that they spend general treasury revenue on political activity.
And so so you have filed a complaint with the IRS. What is the IRS's response?
Well, interestingly enough, they receive it, and what the IRS does, again, this is a complaint. Let me distinguish this. This is an administrative complaint. This isn't a typical, when you hear the words complaint, your audience may hear the words complaint. They might believe that it's something, a document that's used to initiate a lawsuit. This is not that. This is essentially it's a long memorandum laying out presenting to the IRS the evidence which we've collected. And we, again, in our complaint, again, administrative complaint, which you can see on our website, landmarklegal.org, we say, look, IRS, you have to take the AFT engages in extensive political activity. Their tax returns are public. Their tax returns say they do not spend any general treasury revenue on political activities. IRS, you need to see if you need to reconcile this. IRS receives these, and then they are bound by statute to confidentiality. They can acknowledge that they've received the complaint, and that's really the extent to which we really hear anything, unfortunately. But if you think in broader terms, it really kind of makes sense. When you have tax return information, tax information, it is confidential. So again, it's in the ball. It's in the ballpark of it's in the IRS's court. Again, as we would say, simple. This is a large union. They are very high profile. Their leadership is an enormous profile. It is incumbent upon you, IRS, to take a look at this and determine whether this labor union is complying with its tax, with the tax laws. And again, just let me bring you back briefly on this. We at Landmark had a little bit of success and success with this in the past. We did something very similar with the National Education Association, again, a sister union to the AFT, in the early 2000s, and it actually resulted in the NEA being audited by the IRS. So essentially that's what we're doing. We're asking for the IRS to audit the AFT to determine whether they are in compliance with our nation's tax laws.
And so we'll find out down the road or not, or they don't.
Great question, Bill. How we found out with the NEA was their president at the time actually was asked by a member of the press whether you've been audited. And he answered, again, this is the NEA, and he answered it kind of as almost a throwaway line. He said, yes, we are undergoing an audit. We intend to comply with the IRS fully, et cetera, et cetera. And that was how we found out about it. So unless, again, if there's a voluntary admonition from some leadership from the AFT, we may never find out. However, though, it doesn't keep members of the press or anybody or AFT union membership, and again, we encourage membership to ask these questions, of posing the questions to their leaders. Hey, our Landmark Legal Foundation, for example, has filed this complaint. What is your response to this? Hey, Landmark Legal Foundation, are we going to be audited? Are we being audited? And so we encourage members,
right.
Again, this is the possibility that members' dues are being improperly used. We encourage members and members of the media to pose the question to the AFT to ask the question and say, hey, are we in compliance with the law? Are we following the tax regulations? And is the IRS doing anything?
Exactly. Well, Mike, last time we talked about, the Department of Justice wasting resources trying to find parents acting like domestic terrorists. What's the latest on this?
Right. Well, we're going to see. The question is whether Congress is going to look into this with the new Congress, the new House of Representatives, if they're going to take a look into this. So we don't know. But we can say, look, we can see, what do we see from the left right now? We see a orchestrated assault on the First Amendment. And I think that's clear what's coming down the pike here is that the left wants to suppress, and they're weaponizing the Department of Justice and federal law enforcement, the FBI, Department of Homeland Security, all of the federal law enforcement agencies to suppress our First Amendment rights, to suppress free speech. And it's funny, even in light of our disclosures from our FOIA request and the fact that the Department of Justice held dozens and dozens of meetings with hundreds of law enforcement personnel trying to determine whether there's some sort of threat from parents who attended school board meetings. And the overwhelming evidence showed that, of course, there was absolutely no threat posed by parents, and that all local law enforcement said that we were handling this issue and that there was zero threat. Even despite that, look at the disclosures from the Twitter files. You see all of the utilization of the FBI, the Department of Homeland Security, other agencies in the government to suppress content creators, to suppress stories. All of these disclosures that have come out from the Twitter files and all of the disclosures and all of the tweets we've seen showing the communications between the FBI and employees of these social media companies. Despite all of that, this assault clear assault on the First Amendment, clear assault on political speech. You see senators like Senator Markey from Massachusetts just last week run an editorial in the Boston Globe calling for more power for the FBI, more power, new legislation to create more offices to address so-called right-wing extremism. They want to pose right-wing extremism. They want to pose conservative voices as a existential threat to the United States. And by doing that, what can they do? They can justify the suppression of our political speech and our first free speech rights. Therefore, I think it's clear. I think what the House of Representatives needs to do is to look in, not only look into the weaponization of federal law enforcement, but also look into the extent to which these agencies, these law enforcement agencies, are working with the left, working with social media companies to suppress our First Amendment rights.
Yeah, this is an all-out assault and a coordinated one. This isn't by accident. I keep telling everybody this is by design and how they all come together. You know, and it's all in union with whatever the White House is doing. And I would say even a globalist agenda, Mike.
I mean, certainly, you see, again, you see them couching in terms of existential threat to the United States. Again, I would encourage your listeners to take a look at this ridiculous editorial written by Senator Markey of Massachusetts that was in the Boston Globe last week, where he really lays it out. He just says, to use his words, he thinks that the very future of our nation is at stake because of right-wing extremism. And you say, okay, Let's really quantify the threat of right-wing extremism versus, like, the threat, for example, of fentanyl overdoses or the threat posed with drug and human smuggling occurring on our southern border. What really poses an existential threat to the United to our country? What's the real threat here? But again, by casting in terms of these apocalyptic terms, it justifies their assault on what? The First Amendment rights of every
exactly.
American. And again, you saw this. They didn't want parents speaking out at school board meetings. They didn't want content creators on Twitter or Facebook or what have you, what other social media company you want to have, pushing stories about Hunter Biden's laptop. They want to suppress the First Amendment. It is as clear as day.
You know, this is a threat, no doubt. It's a threat to their lust for power and control, Mike.
Absolutely. And, you know, their arguments don't withstand the light of day. And if there's in a good faith arguments where both sides are presented, again, you can't make a rational argument as to why the stories that the New York Post had regarding Hunter Biden's laptop didn't receive widespread circulation other than the fact that it would have adversely affected the outcome of the election. So that was great fear, right? So that justified suppressing that story. Read again. I encourage listeners to take a look at some of the Twitter files, all of the good stuff that now that Elon Musk has taken over Twitter that's being exposed, all of the so-called consultation between FBI and content moderators at Twitter or content moderators at Facebook. And the only thing there is no appreciation for the First Amendment. Federal law enforcement weaponized this to suppress our right to free speech. And I think every American should be gravely concerned about this.
It's hanging in the balance, no doubt. Mike O'Neill, Assistant General Counsel at Landmark Legal Foundation. Mike, thanks for the time. Take care. Godspeed, my friend.
Godspeed, Bill. Take care.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital?